Sunita Saar, Director of Cornell University's Academic Leadership Institute and a professor at the Johnson Graduate School of Management at Cornell's SC Johnson College of Business. I study ethics, advice, taking and giving, and influence. My recent work sheds light on the dark side of professionalism and how to avoid it. Many years ago, in my first job as a junior physician, I was making a ward round with a senior colleague, and we passed by a cart in the corridor where a pharmaceutical rep had left a pile of stationery and promotional gifts. The senior physician stopped, and rather than just pick up one or two notepads, he dived in with both hands and jammed full every pocket of his white coat. Seeing the look of astonishment on my face, he turned to me and said, "These are the perks of the job." And I couldn't help but think, what's the end effect of this? As physicians, we are told we are bright. We are often top of our class, and we believe that we're appropriately skeptical. After all, we are professionals. We thought we were immune from any bad influence. But doctors are only human. We're just as fallible as others when it comes to decision making. We think we can self-regulate, but a vast body of social science research shows us that it's incredibly difficult and at times impossible. We are unconsciously swayed by gifts and marketing. I developed a two-stage model of safeguards that actually protects us against unwanted influence from such gifts or conflicts of interest. So the first safeguard is to simply reject the gift so you cannot be influenced by it. The second safeguard is if the gift was accepted, you now attempt to self-regulate the influence from it, which we know is difficult and often impossible to do. Once the gift has been received, a high sense of professionalism might reassure us that we can ward off any unwanted influence and lead us to work less hard to correct for any potential bias. There's plenty of studies that show that people that are led to believe that they are objective, fair, or unbiased actually behave in significantly more biased and less fair ways. We could all do with greater humility and the ability to acknowledge doubts about our abilities in relation to conflicts of interest and accepting gifts. This is critical to maintaining and developing an ethical self. I propose that professionalism be redefined so it is not known as an individual characteristic, a trait, or a feeling, but as a set of observable, repeated behavioral practices that demonstrate a deep understanding of the concept and will promote outcomes in the interests of clients and society.